Dylan Thomas is one of the most famous poets and writers from Wales. But where in Wales? That's for you to guess in today's GeoQuiz. Some clues now. He was born in a port city. It's on the south coast of the small British nation. It's the second biggest city in Wales, right after Cardiff. The port's population boomed during the Industrial Revolution. A lot of copper was processed there back then, earning the city the curious name of Copperopolis. And this past week in this port city, the Dylan Thomas Literary Prize was awarded. It was given by the University of Wales to talented writers and poets under the age of 30. This year's winner is a Philly-based poet, Elise Fenton. We're going to hear from her in just a few minutes when we come back with the name of Dylan Thomas's hometown. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This week, an American poet was awarded the Dylan Thomas Prize by the University of Wales. The ceremony took place in Swansea in South Wales, the hometown of Dylan Thomas, and the answer, in fact, to our GeoQuiz today. Elise Fenton was honored for Clamour. That's a book of poems inspired by her husband's military service in Iraq. Fenton wrote some of the poetry while her husband was deployed in Baghdad. She is now back home in Philadelphia. Your husband was an Army medic. He served in Iraq for more than a year. This is from 2005 to 2006. What was that time like for you? How did you experience it yourself on this end?
Well, of course, it was incredibly harrowing. It was full of silence and waiting and the anxiety of watching the news and not watching the news and trying to busy myself with all kinds of other things, which is where poetry came in for me.
How did that enter in? Because I think very often, you know, you want to keep somebody in your heart, but not in your head if you think that they're in combat. When did you decide to open up in terms of writing about how you felt through poetry?
I'm not sure that I made that decision. I mean, I think that I was paying a lot of attention to the language that we use to talk about war. And so I wasn't, you know, I didn't enter my investigation thinking I'm going to write about my experience and I'm going to access my emotions here. But I was thinking about the language that we use. And that was sort of my lens in to thinking about, you know, what does this mean on both a personal and a public level?
Give me an example of what you're talking about in terms of a lens in and the language we use.
So, you know, I was watching the news often and words, the kinds of phrases we use to talk about war, like friendly fire, for example, or corkscrew landing, which was what, you know, seemed to be on everybody's lips in 2005. The way that planes can land in Baghdad in the green zone is by circling down into them. And, it, you know, it's a striking, lovely image, but it also masks a really terrifying reality. And so it was that attention to that kind of language that provided me kind of an access point to what, you know, to consider what this reality really meant.
How about the word infidelity, which you used as the title to one of the poems in your collection?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this notion of faithlessness is maybe contrary to what we expect or hope from, you know, the person left behind. But in this case, it's a faithlessness toward kind of the imagination, in that, you know, my imagination was sort of playing tricks the entire time. And I think that infidelity sort of underscored my experience in a metaphoric way, certainly.
So you're saying that the infidelity for you was more losing faith in your husband's safety?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to read this one particular poem? It's a fairly short one.
Sure. Infidelity. When you were in Iraq, I dreamed you dead, dormant, shanked stone in a winter well, verbless object sunk half deep through the navel of each waking sentence. I dreamed myself shipwreck, rent timbers on a tidal bed, woke to morning's cold mast of breath, canted wide as a searchlight for the drowned. Dreamed my crumbling teeth bloomed, shrapneled bone light, bricks mortared into a broken kingdom of sleep, where I found you, dream sift, rubbled, nowhere. Forgive me, love, this last infidelity. I never dreamed you whole.
When you say, forgive me, this last infidelity, I never dreamed you whole, was dreaming him dead, dormant, shank stone in a winter well, as something that you needed forgiveness for from your husband.
Yeah, I guess in some ways, you know, it felt like betrayal. And I think that a lot of the poems in this book are dealing with that kind of betrayal on both ends, really.
Is this poetry? I mean, is this your art, or is this a real reflection of the way you felt?
This is certainly art. I mean, I think that, you know, this is poetry, and it's not reporting. And there's a pretty clear difference between those two. You know, I didn't set out for this to be sort of a therapeutic practice. This was really an investigation of language, and it became something that resonated on a really personal level.
What did your husband think when I'm assuming that you read this to him, or at least showed him when he was there, when he got back?
Yeah. And he's seen a number of, well, by now he's seen all of the poems. And, you know, I think that he's incredibly supportive of my work. But, you know, he shies from the spotlight, and he certainly doesn't want people to conflate this sort of poetic imagining of our experience with his own actual lived experience. So I think that's something that he struggles with a little bit.
It's interesting because you do hint in some of the poetry of some pretty traumatic experiences that he went through. Well, at least it we're told he went through.
Yeah. And that, you know, this is certainly, you know, it's a record of my experience.
How is your husband doing now that he's home?
He's doing great. He finished law school recently, and he's clerking for a judge, and he became a father. So I think that, you know, a lot of his war experience is behind him in as much as it can be behind a soldier.
All right. Thank you very much. Poet Elise Fenton, who has just won the Dylan Thomas Literary Prize for her collection of war poems. Congratulations again. Very nice to speak to you.
Thanks, Lisa.